Ladies and gentlemen, good afternoon and welcome to the Cegedim conference call. Today's conference is being recorded and will be available on the company website. The presentation will be followed by a question and answer session. At this time, I would like to turn the conference over to Mr. Jan-Erik Omiastowski, Cegedim Chief Investment Officer and Head of Investor Relations. Sir, please go ahead.
Thank you. Good evening and good morning, everyone. Thank you for joining us to discuss Cegedim Half Year 2018 earnings. Before we begin, I would like to remind you that this presentation and conference call may constitute forward-looking statements. These forward-looking statements may include comments about our guidance, our expectation, and prospects, and are based on our view as of today, September 17, 2018. Any such statement and projections reflect various estimates and assumptions by management concerning anticipated results. For additional information concerning important factors that may cause our result to differ materially from expectation and underlying assumption, please refer to our registration document, specifically the Risk Factors section. We undertake no obligation to correct or update this forward-looking statement, whether as a result of new information, further events, or otherwise. Having this in mind, I would like now to turn on the presentation, so I will move to slide number three. The agenda for this call will be a quick overview of Cegedim at a glance. Just to remind you who we are, but I will move very quickly on this, and I will let you look at the slide after the conference. We'll make a small update about our strategy and then focus on finance and Q&A session. First, we're starting with the Cegedim at a glance. Cegedim was founded 49 years ago. We are an innovative technology and service company dedicated for healthcare ecosystem and also for providing business software solutions for payroll and electronic invoicing. Roughly 500 million euro of revenue last year. Two divisions, health insurance, HR, and e-services, that is 64% of revenue, and where our clients are big companies compared to healthcare professionals, where our clients are more individual, and this is one-third of our revenue. We are present in more than 10 countries in Europe. We are more than 4,000 employees. We are listed on Paris Stock Exchange, and we have four data centers. In terms of shareholder structure, 52.7% is owned by the family through the FCB, the holding family of the holding family company, and 47.3%, it's a free float listed on the market. We offer a unique connected healthcare ecosystem for our clients that are payers, pharmacists, providers, pharma, paramedical staff, patient, and health authorities. We provide a lot of data to health authorities, and they trust us as a provider of data. We also offer electronic invoicing solution and payroll solution for our clients from all kind of industry. In most of our market, we are number one or number two, so a big and strong position. The key fact about Cegedim that we are an integrated player in the healthcare ecosystem with leading position on niche segment. We have a successful business model transformation that is underway and now delivering results, as we'll see in a few minutes. We are diversified client in long-standing relationship, long-standing majority shareholder, and strong R&D capacity supporting innovation effort. As you see, number one and number two in each of our market, our client, our divisions, two big division, as you will see. Going quite quickly on slide 13, you see our different businesses and what we do and who are our client, and the same for healthcare professional. On slide 15. Moving on slide 16 for the strategy. The Cegedim strategy is based on the global trend that are four trends that are really interrelated together. We have aging population, we have more and more innovation, we are increasing patient engagement, and we are growing prevalence of chronic disease. All of these four driver are really intercorrelated and act as to provide strong growth for the market and for Cegedim markets on the healthcare space. So the chronology for the Cegedim transformation that in 2015, in September 15, we have decided to transform our business model to be completely on SaaS, to move to digital offering, and to develop our data activity and the BPO activity. And now from 2018 to 2020, what we're doing, we're fine-tuning our updated business model, so making small adjustment and optimization of this business model. This is the next stage of this transformation. And this has been quite successful. We're focusing on core market. We have made some disposal and some acquisition. We have invested a lot of money on R&D, and we have a completely new business model that develop growth. So now moving to slide 20, you see that the goal was to move to data, BPO, cloud SaaS, and digital offering that supporting this transition by strong innovation capacity. This gives us a more flexible business model, a wider mix of product and services, and we get an international client network. And the goal is to become the partner of choice for the digital transformation of the healthcare sector. Small bolt-on acquisitions, so we have done a lot of different acquisitions. The last one was in March this year with La Paye. This is for small companies between 1 and 100 employees that we provide payroll for them. We get SDRs doing this, but mostly focusing on mid-size and big companies. And by having this Rue de la Paix, that is a completely cloud solution for small companies, this gives us access to a new market. And on the same time, we can address also the pharmacy market in France by making payroll for the French pharmacies. And we have made the disposal of CGDs at the end of February 2018. On R&D, we continue to invest a lot of money. So this is the capitalized part of R&D. You see this have increased quite sharply between 15 and 17. And from in the first half of 18, so the first time we see a small decrease on capitalization of R&D. This means that the global budget of R&D have a little bit declined. We've been at 22.5 million euro in 2017. And in 18, for the first half, we have 21.2 million euro of capitalization of R&D. So a small decline, but it's beginning to see some decline on investment on R&D because new products are ready and coming on to the market. We also are developing the new offering for the telemedicine through our DocAvenue platform. So most of you already know that from September 15, telemedicine now is regulated. We have a clear landscape for telemedicine in France. And every people using telemedicine can be reimbursed. This is very important. So now telemedicine is reimbursed in France. So this is an answer to the medical desertification. So where you have no doctors, access to doctors. So this gives us the possibility to have telemedicine. This gives us the possibility to have a second opinion on some disease by contacting some doctors. You'll see it's very simple. You connect to the DocAvenue platform, then you click on telemedicine, and as you may see on the smartphone, you have direct access to doctors. And this is able to do this because we offer this telemedicine directly so all patients can use it, but also we can use a platform when you see a nurse that will make the interaction between doctor and patient using the telemedicine solution. And this is based on all the technologies that Cegedim use. We have access to doctors, we have access to nurses, we have access to patients. We have the technology to do that. We have the electronic healthcare record. We provide software for that. So it's an integrated package and we have the clear advance on it. And a recent survey claimed that most of the French population is in favor to going to the telemedicine, and more than 75% of doctors see a huge benefit to doing telemedicine. This gives a human link with patients. This is time less time consuming, very efficient, and they can learn money about this. So it's very important for them, of course. Now moving to finance. So just to remind you that on finance, we have applied IFRS 5 due to the fact that we have made the disposal of Cegedim. So Cegedim is excluding from 2017 and 2018 accounts. And we apply also IFRS 15 on revenue recognition. But there is no impact on our account from this. So very quickly overlooked on what's happening. So revenue increased by 3.6 million euros in the first half. EBITDA increased by 3.5 million euros over the period, and this led to an increase of our margin from 13.3% to 14.6% in the first half of 2018, so more than 100 basis point increase on margin. On the same time, the free cash flow from operation sharply increased by more than 5 million euros, and net debt decreased by 76.5 million euros. So you remember that we have done the disposal of Cegedis that brings 70 million euros. We have done a small acquisition of Rue de la Paix, and we have also generated some cash. So this is why the decrease of our net debt is higher than just the proceeds from the disposal of Cegedis. So a quite significant decrease. This leads to a gearing of 0.8. Quickly on the P&L, and we'll look over on all of these different accounts. So revenue increased by 1.6%, EBITDA increased by 11.8%, EBIT before special item by 16.7%, and this leads to a positive earnings per share of 0.0 compared to a loss of 0.3 last year at the same period. Moving to the next slide, so on page 28. Revenue, so revenue came to 227.6 million euros. This is an increase of 1.6% on the reported basis and an increase of 1.8% on a like-for-like basis. Most of this revenue are generated in Europe, in euro, a little bit less than 10% in UK and 2.5% in US. And as you may see on all the other presentation of this, it's a strong increase from the first division, plus 6%, and a decrease by 5.2% on healthcare professional. And we'll see exactly the same picture for the trend on EBITDA. So next slide, on page 29, you'll see the development of the BPO activity. So BPO in the first half of 2018 increased by 11%, and this increase on BPO is mostly due to the HR part of our activity. So we're developing more the HR BPO for our clients that are outsourcing more and more the HR activity to us. And this leads to this increase of the BPO activity in the first half of 18. On page 30, you see the increase of our headcount. So 1.8% between December 17 and June 18. This clearly shows that we get the correct staff, the correct headcount to continue to develop the company, and that we do not need to hire more people to continue the development of the company. We have now the right structure to do this. On page 31, some figures about our number of clients by currency and division. And the most important is on page 32, it's the EBITDA trend. So EBITDA increased by 11.8% between June 17 and June 18. So mostly revenue increase, but what's important is external expenses decreased by 10%, 6.5 million euros. On external expenses, we have people that are on short-term contract, and some of these people on short-term contract have been hired on the long-term contract. So we have to get the move from external expenses to the payroll use. So we get people from having short-term contract to moving to long-term contracts to help us develop the company. And this helps us also save some cost because it's cheaper to have someone on long-term contract than on a short-term contract. So this is the biggest move on this. And the second one is on the purchase use. On purchase use, we have a decrease showing that we manage better the different, better the company in terms of cost. On page 33, you see the trend on EBITDA margin. So as always, the second half have higher margin than first half of the year. This has been the case in 16 and 17, and this will be the case on 2018. You see that on the first half of 2018, margin and higher than on first half 17, but a little bit lower than on second half 17. This is what been expected. And of course, for the second half of 2018, we expect margin higher than between higher than in first half. So then if we move to depreciation expenses increased by 1.8 million euro, and we get 1 million euro increase from R&D depreciation. It's just the fact that we, in the past, we capitalized more R&D, and now we need to amortize this R&D, depreciation of this R&D, and this lead to an increase of R&D in depreciation. The second thing is special items. So special item decrease from 12 million euro to 10 million euro. As you may see on the chart on page 34, we get allowance last year for legacy software, so we get very old software that we have decided to completely depress. So this was 1.8 million euro last year, and this is only 2.7 million this year. We get restructuring cost was 3.6 million, it's 2.9 million this year. And what we get as exceptional cost is 4 million. It's related to the specialty disposal. This is the fees that we pay, have paid to lawyers, bankers, etc. And this is why and the special items are quite high, 10 million euros. But on this 10 million, you get 4 related to the disposal of CGLs, 4 million compared to 70 million euros of cash in. Cost of net debt decreased by 1.2 million euros between June 17 and June 18. So this leads on page 35 on the P&L statement. So you see that earning from continuing activity is a little negative. A loss of 0.7 million euro compared to a loss of 6.1 million euro last year in the same period. And net earnings, it's a positive 0.7 million euro compared to a loss of 3.8 million euro last year. This leads to an earnings per share before special item of 0.2 euro per share. Now, if you look more on division by division, so the first division, Health Insurance, HR, and E-Services on slide 36. As I mentioned, revenue increased by 6.6%. As you must see, over the period now, 1 year and a half, revenue have increased between 5 and 10% quarter after quarter. It's quite strong. And EBITDA increased by 33% from 18.1 million euro to 24.2 million euro. And a sharp increase in margin that moved from 12.9% to 16.2%. This is a 327 bips increase on margin. Special item, quite small one, 0.7 million as last year. The businesses that contribute most on this increase on revenue and on profit on EBITDA are Cegedim SRH, our HR management solution, our activity of Cegedim business, digitalization and data exchange, electronic invoicing, the data that we resell to the pharma industry and to the health authorities, and the third-party payment flow, so electronic reimbursement that we're doing in France. This is the biggest contributors in terms of revenue and profit for this division. On page 37, we move to the healthcare professional division that are down by 5.2% on a like-for-like basis. This is 6.9% on a reported basis. And as you may see that over the past 1 year and a half, we have been up, downs. When this is up, this is more exceptional items, and we get also some exceptional item when it's down. However, we expect still to be flat on this division on a full year basis. So revenue down, EBITDA down. This reflects the decrease of revenue. And this is just that we are waiting for our new solution for the US, the UK market. For the US, the solution is quite ready. We reorganized a little bit the company. We have a clear process of doing this. We have a new sales team. We have just put someone in charge for all the company. In the UK, the product is ready. It has been launched in July, and we see strong interest from the market on this. So we expect really to see a positive turn on revenue from UK in the coming months. So the biggest impact will be, of course, in 2019. And, of course, this has an impact on the profit of this division. Moving to corporate and other. So this is the supporting activity for the company. So a small decrease of revenue of 0.1 million euro. The most important fact is now we are flat on EBIT before special items. It's very important that we are flat on this because this is services that we provide to other division, and of course the division provide us this revenue. Nothing special to mention except special item, 4.5 million euros, but you get 4 million related to the Cegelis disposal. Moving now on slide 39 on the free cash flow from operation. So cash flow before taxes and interest decreased a little bit compared to 2017, but we get a positive impact from the working capital. So we have been able to reduce the working capital requirement. Two reasons for that. First one, we have made the disposal of Cegelis. So Cegelis is no longer, when we're doing, when we're signing contract for leasing and we keep it in our balance sheet, the acquisition of goods move to the working capital. And of course, as we decrease this activity because we sold it, this has a positive impact on our working capital requirement. And second one, we have increased a little bit our factoring contract. That is a deconsolidated factoring contract, and both impact and also better manage the company that lead to a positive change in working capital requirement of 11.5 million euro. We also see a small decline on corporate taxes due to the savings that we can make, and this lead to a net cash flow from operating activities of 39.1 million euro. On acquisition of intangible assets, a small decline that just reflects the decline of capitalization of R&D, stable tangible asset acquisition, and this lead to a free cash flow from operation of 11.4 million euro compared to 6.1 million euro a year before. So this lead to, on slide 40, on the net debt bridge, so we move from 236.2 million euro in December 17, we get the positive impact from the generation of the free cash flow, then the positive impact from acquisition and disposal, this is 64.5 million euro, this is a net, so this means we get the 70 million euro from acquisition of Cegelis, less the cash that we spent to make the acquisition of Rue de la Paix, and then nothing really special movement on it. So the biggest reason for the decrease of net debt that reached 160 million euro at the end of June 18 is really more generation of free cash flow and the impact of disposal. So this leads to the balance sheet on page 41. I would say nothing special to mention. If you look at numbers, they are quite close to the December situation. Just a small decrease on trade receivable, short-term portion. This is related to the factoring impact mostly. Otherwise, all the other figures remain quite stable. Of course, the debt, the financial debt decrease also on the balance sheet. You get on page 42 some figures and some explanation, and now I move to page 44 for the outlook. So on outlook, on a like-for-like for revenue, we still expect moderate growth, so mostly an increase of revenue from the first division and being on a full-year basis stable on the second division, and on EBITDA margin an improvement. But it's important to remember that most of the full-year margin improvement will have taken place in the first half of 2018. And then on the Brexit, as always, the same slide, so nothing special to mention. Tomorrow morning in Paris, we'll get the presentation by Pierre Maroc and myself on the first half results. And then on October 25, the third quarter revenue. And in December 11, the Investor Summit focused on the digital offering from Cegedim. This will conclude my presentation at this stage. I will turn now to our operator to open the line for the Q&A session. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, if you wish to ask a question, please dial 01 on your telephone keypads now. We have a first question from Patrick Joussomme of Société Générale. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, Yann-Eric, and thank you for this presentation. I have three or four questions. First question, could you come back to the business model for Dock Avenue, please? Second question, when we look at H1 versus H1 2017, and what we see is basically that We have an increase of EBITDA and so on versus the restated version of H1 2017, but let's say a decrease versus what was published in 2017 because of the change in scope. I just would like to check that what you the guidance that you give is based on the figures that you published in 2017, which were 457 million euro of revenue and 77.5 million euro of EBITDA, and to have the confirmation that what you basically say is that we should not expect any improvement compared to the 24% EBITDA margin that we had last year in H2, and I would say, should we expect even maybe a slight decrease of this EBITDA margin in second half? A third question, could you guide us a bit regarding non-recurring items exceptional for the full year? And finally, regarding what you have just said on the second division for the second half, which is basically to completely recover in second half and post a stable revenue. Could you explain a bit how this is possible, please?
Yeah, thank you, Patrick. So for the business model for Doctavio, the first question. So we're currently assessing the business model for this new activity. So this is free of charge for the patient, and the doctor will pay for that when you get the access. Why the doctor will pay for that? Because we bring him some clients. So it's normal that the doctor contribute, pay for that, the fact that we contribute to bring him some clients. So it's the first part of the business model. The second part of the business model, this is when we make dedicated booths for telemedicine, most on the remote region when there is no more doctor. So this is a space when you get a nurse, and the nurse will make the interaction between the patient and the doctor to the connection by telemedicine. And in this case, part of this is paid by the local authorities. This can be by the mayor, by the region, by the government. So there is different subsidy that is providing to develop this. And of course, the doctor also paid for this because they receive, they get some patient for free, but they have to pay for this. So this is currently the business model. We are very flexible on it. So we are assessing how much we may charge, how we need to charge, etc. And this probably move a little bit over time as this redevelop is started just in September 15, so a few days ago. And of course, we need a little bit of time to assess exactly how revenue would be charged. But at the beginning, there will be some revenue and some losses, of course, related to this Doctavio business model. Now, the second part, the fact that the figures for 2017 have been restated is that when we have released the figures in June 17 for the first half of 2017, these figures include Cegelis. Mm. Now that the disposal have been done, the figures for 2017 are excluding Cegelis. So the difference between what we have published 1 year ago and the two-day figures for 2017 is just the impact of the disposal of Cegelis. So no impact. So we have restated revenue and EBITDA and EBIT from Cegelis. So it's excluding now Cegelis. So you really compare something really comparable. As in 2018, of course, Cegelis have been excluded. In terms of margin for the second half, I'll just show the slide. It's on page 33. So yes, we see an increase between first half of 17 and first half of 18. We do not expect any significant increase in the second half of 18 compared to the second half of 17. And one of these reasons is the structural change that happened in second half of 17, so we have this structural change that continue. The second fact is that we continue to develop the Doctavio business model, and as I mentioned, there will be some losses related to that. So this may probably affect a little bit our margin, but we are quite cautious saying that we will be able to maintain around 20% EBITDA margin for the second half of 2018. 2018. On non-recurring items, just on page, this is slide 34, probably we'll get something like 2 million restructuring costs in the second half. There is no more fees related to CGDs, of course, and no more depreciation of legacy software. So probably in the second half of 2018, we'll get something like between 2 and 3 million euros of restructuring cost. So this means we are 10 million in the first half, so the full year will be around 12, 13 million euros of special items. And the last question is on the second division, and yes, so on second division, we expect some recovery in revenue from healthcare professionals. The reason for that is that we have develop the new offering that are coming to the market. For example, in the UK, the new product have been released in July 2018. They are now on the market, and we expect some sales coming in the fourth quarter of this year, in the last quarter of this year, that will help us to recover. The second fact is always in the second half we make more revenue than in the first half, because we get more demand from our clients. And the last reason is from French pharmacy. Last year we get a very good last quarter, and because of the transition to the new software for pharmacists, and some of the pharmacists have said we just make an acquisition in November, December last year, so we want to postpone a little bit the acquisition. So it was quite weak first half of the year for French pharmacists, and we expect some recovery in the second half of 2018. So recovery from French pharmacists, development on UK for our offering, and probably some positive news from the US leaders to say that we'll be up in the second half and maybe down by 1% on a full year basis on healthcare professional, but I would say between minus 1 and 0 on a full year basis for healthcare professional. I hope this answers all of your questions, Patrick.
It is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from Xavier Renard of Gilbert Dupont. Please go ahead, sir.
Yes, good evening, everybody. Thanks for the presentation. Quick question from my side. First one, the performance of the first division is pretty correct in terms of EBITDA margin, but the performance of the healthcare professional division is, I'd say, pretty disappointing. You said it's due to the activity in the US, but the contribution is not very significant. So I assume it's more related to the French market. So could you give us some more color on that point? And second question is about non-current items. Will you continue to depreciate, and by how much? So I think you just answered this question. And third one, could you confirm that 2017 EBITDA of 77.5 million euro is restated from CGD divestment? Thanks.
Yeah, thank you for the question. So for the last question, yes, what we have published for the full year of 2017 have been restated from the CGD disposal. This has been not the case for the first half of 2017. Because the disposal happened after that, and the decision to make disposal happened in July 2017. This is why figures for the first half of 2017, when they have been reported, was including CGD, so we need to restate this year, but the full year figures are excluding CGDs for 2017. The second question was, the special item. On special items, as you may see, there is some depreciation for legacy software, 2.7 million euros compared to 8.1 last year. We do not expect further depreciation for legacy software this year, and probably nothing again next year. So this should be zero. There will be no CGD fees in the second half of 18, of course. And as I mentioned before, probably between 2 and 3 million euros of restructuring costs, mostly in the U.S. Moving on the U.S. markets, as you mentioned, the U.S. is quite small. It's 2.9% at the group level, but it's mostly 5% for this division, the second division. In the French market, for French doctor, we are gaining market share. We see an increase of revenue, so this is developing quite positively. On French pharmacists, we get the impact of some clients that have decided to resign from the contract in 2017. So some clients on 2017 have decided to quit Cegidim, do not wait to the new software, and of course they have a contract, so they have to stay with us. And the impact of this resignation happened in 2018. So part of it is related to French pharmacists, but a small part of it. And the big part is from the U.S. that we get some very disappointing first half in terms of revenue. And this is why we have decided to reorganize the management in the U.S. at the beginning of July. End of August. We've been in the U.S. at end of August, and we have decided to reorganize completely the management in the U.S. To be able to really address the market in the proper way now that we get a proper software for this. So impact from U.S. quite significant, even if it's small contributors, and a little bit from French pharmacies, but it's due to the fact that this is the delay between cancellation of contract in 2017 and the impact on figures that you may see only 1 year after. The difference between first and second division, yes, first division developed quite well in terms of performance and on EBITDA. And the second one was down, but the decrease of EBITDA is related to the decrease of revenue for this division. The fact that we have continued to invest on the US and the UK product, the UK product have been released only the new one in July. This means that we still have lot of cost in the first half related to the development of the new software, on marketing, on the commercial part, etc. And now most of this cost will go away in the second half. So this is the fact that we have invested quite heavily in the second division to put this on track to be able to get the new product from US, UK market. Hope this answers your question again.
Perfect.
Thank you. The next question is from Eric Blanc of Raymond James. Please go ahead.
Hello, good evening. Just a free question for me, very small. First, can you give us an idea of what represent the UK business in the second division in percentage of sales on the first half?
Just 1 second. Give you the exact figures in few seconds. So on the second division, the UK represents 25% of revenue.
So that means that the French business is 70%.
It's 66%.
And in this 66, the pharmacist is now becoming very small, or what?
It's roughly half.
Half. Okay.
For French doctors and half for UK for pharmacists. And you get 8% from US, and you get 2% from other countries.
Okay. And you think that you can regain the loss, the main part of the loss of the first half in the second half?
Yes.
In terms of sales?
Yes.
And that without increase in cost, or with some increase in cost?
This is a tricky question, as we'll get some increase in cost related to the commercial part, the sales team.
Yeah.
But on the same time, some decrease from R&D. So it would be a mix.
Stabilization.
Probably, yeah.
Okay. And just one thing, you mentioned that the factoring was useful for the working capital. What is the amount of the deconsolidated factoring on at the end of June?
At the end of June, it's 28.5 million euros.
Okay, thank you very much, and see you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Thank you. We have currently no further questions.
If we have no more questions, before we end this presentation, I would like to remind you that revenue increased, the profit increased in the first half of 2018, mostly from the first division, Health Insurance, HR and E-Services division. We expect some stabilization and recovery in the second division. We have confirmed our outlook, and the trend is quite positive. So we expect to give you more information in the third quarter on CGD's revenue from the third quarter and specifically in the last quarter. So thank you very much for listening to this conference call, and you will see our annual report, the first half report on our website. It's in French already on the website and will be in English tomorrow evening. Thank you very much for listening. Bye.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for your attendance. This call has been concluded. You may now disconnect.